Let me just talk to John, if you don't mind. John, good morning.
Morning, Neil.
Your thoughts?
Pardon?
But your thoughts?
The thoughts is just, I think the Irish fans will have to support whoever England are playing again.
You think the Irish fans what?
They'll have to support England this year like they always whoever's playing England, I should say.
Okay. Why not? Yeah. Kept behind England.
Yeah, but they won't. That's what I mean. They'll support whoever's playing England.
Why do you think that is?
I don't know. Like, people say that England go on about 1966, but like you were doing it yesterday in 1990. God, that's ancient history. You know,
I know, but it's all we have to hold on to.
What? We won the tournament. We actually won the tournament, not got to a quarter final, you know.
I think you're giving me the middle finger there, are you?
Yes.
I think maybe one of the reasons why Irish people don't support England in at a sporting level or at all might be historical.
Yeah, but I think 20% of us have got Irish ancestry, and we always used to support Ireland. But when you see the bitterness, in fact, the Irish they're worse than the Scots, and that takes some doing, you know. In sporting events.
Yeah, it's in our DNA, I'm afraid.
Yeah, well, you can't control it. Irish DNA, but, you know, but it was too hyped yesterday. I mean, it was, let's face it, it was a playoff to go into another playoff. So, you know, people booking hotels were, well, stupid, let's say, call it what it is.
As in booking World Cup accommodation in America or Mexico was stupid.
Yeah. I mean, they did well. Don't get me wrong. They did well to come second in the group to Portugal. But there were still two games away from qualifying.
But, I think I have a bit of a smile on my face when I hear an Englishman overhyping. I've never seen a country that overhypes victory before anything's been won or a ball has been kicked in England.
I agree. The press do.
Can I remind you of It's Coming Home?
Oh, yeah. Well, I agree, that's totally overdone.
Yeah.
Okay. That's overdone. But having said that, we've got to semi-finals and finals. We're not too far off.
And won it?
We haven't won it. I'm talking about, not ancient history, I'm talking about last few tournaments.
I know that, but 1966 still counts.
It does, but, like, that's ancient history. It's now that counts. I'm going to this 66 and Italy 90. It's now that counts.
Okay. So should we start a campaign then that the Green Army are out of the World Cup, that all of us, people support English Premiership teams, English soccer teams.
What? Yeah. Last time I looked, Manchester and Liverpool were in England, but no, it's not going to happen, is it? It's just not going to happen. So, but I like that. I like that. You know, it's a bit like the Millwall thing. No one likes us. We don't care. You know, I mean, Scotland have qualified for the first time in 30.
Oh, we'll support them. So the Scots.
Yeah, we'll support Scotland, but that'll be short-lived. That'll be three games. So,
but they're Celts. We're Celts. We've a lot in common with them. We'll support Scotland.
Yeah. Well. You can do, yeah, but like I said, after three games, they'll be coming home, so...
Okay. Somebody says to me here by text, please tell John to read a history book or two, and he'll see then why the Irish don't support the English.
Oh, here we go, history, but I'm on about sport, not politics. Like I said, 20% of us have got Irish ancestry, so, you know.
Okay, fair play.
I think a bit of bitterness, a bit of jealousy, Neil. Bit jealousy because we get to semi-finals and quarter-finals. So.
Okay. Yeah. Nice one. Thanks for poking the bear there. Let's see if people respond. Yeah.